Hello there, and welcome to A Spoonful of Honey.
I am so excited today. I don't know what to do. This beautiful, beautiful lady who smiles so big and is such a good friend. I'm telling you, I'm Thelma Wells. I want people to know who I am because I'm going to tell them who you are. I'm Thelma Wells, and I'm with Tell Your Story. Everybody has a story. They call me Mama T, though, and I really like that. I really do. At 76 years old, yeah, call me Mama T. But it's not about me today. It's about my darling, sweet friend. My precious, precious friend. One whom I've not known that long, but whom I have loved from eternity past. So I thank you, Susan. I thank you for being here. Susan Mead is with us today. And you know what? It's raining where we are, and she drove to be here with you on the radio today. So let me tell you a little bit about it. Susan has over 2 million airline miles under her belt. Well, isn't that nice? Mama T has about 1 million. Okay. Under her belt. Susan shares her expert teachings on business, grief, and relationships like a masterful storyteller. I've heard her tell stories. A masterful storyteller with good wit, warmth, personality, perseverance, if you will. And so as a founder of both Dance with Jesus Ministries and His Girls Gather, I love that. Okay, Susan has dedicated her life to helping others find calm in the chaos of life. Her goal is to equip others to be free from the drive for perfection and control. She is a prolific writer, blogger, a frequent guest on radio and television programs all around the world, really, all around the world. Okay, and I'm proud, Susan, that you are here with me and that we can just sit and talk as girlfriends or mama and daughter and to tell the people of the world who are listening who you are, why you are, and what you have always aspired to be. Okay? So I love that. I love that.
I do, okay. Too.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So, Susan, say hello to our audience, okay?
Hello, Mama T's audience. It's such a pleasure to be here with her today. She said I drove in, and I did. And I'm here because I love this woman. She has a heart that's just open for every one of us who loves God. But she tells you she didn't like girls, but she likes me. I like that.
I used to not like women.
Now you do.
And now I love women.
Yep.
So all of you on the phone know that Mama T loves you. All of you men on the phone know that Mother T on the radio know that men, I love you also. The children, the young people. I was at something the other week, and these young children had written books, and I know you would love that. And they got awards for the books they had written. You know, like young teenagers. So anyway, we're here to talk, though, about Susan. You know, Susan, you write each week and on your website about biblical inspiration, about things that we can do every day to be biblically inspired. You write on Facebook. You write on Twitter. Why do you write so much? Which is good.
I know that there's an enemy that's called the prince of the air.
Yes.
And somebody's job is to come against that prince. And God's word is the one thing that comes against. So I want to dig deep into his treasure chest and pull up his words and put them out into the air so the prince of the air is defeated daily.
Amen.
That's why I write.
Oh, and that's the reason why we sing about God. That's the reason why we write about him. But you have a very unique way of doing that, you know?
Thank you.
You speak about the goodness of God, even though you lost a son to drugs and alcohol and a sister to suicide. My. Tell us how in the world you survived that. Anything you want to tell us about that?
You know what I found is God shows up in our darkest moment And it's when he shines his brightest light, Mama T. Mm-hmm. When I lost my sister Betty, my mother told me, PhD nurse, brilliant. Mm-hmm. When mother told me that she'd bought a gun and done the unthinkable, I physically felt a caress from shoulder to shoulder, and I heard out loud, "I've got her. She's mine."
Mm,
the possessive mine. And mm-hmm. there are no earthly mm-hmm. words to describe that heavenly experience that followed. And I know some people would say suicide is blaspheming God and it's the unpardonable sin. But my father told me differently. He said, "I've got her. She's mine."
Yeah.
And I choose to believe him because that is what pivoted me mm-hmm. to his mm-hmm. word. Mm-hmm. He cared enough to talk out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Once in my lifetime,
mm-hmm.
I need to listen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when I lost Kyle, he showed me a dream the morning of his service with Kyle, dancing way down low like the kids used to dance
uh-huh.
with Jesus.
See, you know, we have so many mm-hmm. assumptions.
Yes.
So many old wives' tales
right.
that we believe sometimes.
Yes.
That is not the unpardonable sin. I've heard that all my life, that suicide was the unpardonable sin. If you are in Jesus,
right?
Okay, then that is what saves you.
Yes.
Not how you do or what you do, but the fact that Jesus lives in you. Now,
yes.
people will argue with us.
Right.
And say, well, if Jesus was in him, why did we do it? You know, we don't have any idea why until we get to glory. But it'll all be revealed by and by.
And if it's not, it won't matter.
That's right.
Because what I've learned is, who am I to tell God what he can and cannot do?
That's right. That's right.
I don't know.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. He's just good to us.
He is good. He is good. Ooh, and you're talking about the goodness of the Lord, okay? Tell us one other thing that this audience would need to know in any time of the year, whether it's Christmas or Easter or New Year's or what. Tell us one powerful thing that we can hold in our hearts from now till eternity about the goodness of the Lord.
He loves you, and he says, drink from the river of my delights. And if that's not goodness from our Father, saying, drink from my delights, he's the one who feeds us. He's the one who holds us. He's the one who loves us eternally. And that
Amen.
Is the goodness of our mighty Father.
Amen. Amen. Mm, that's good.
Mm, thank you.
Oh, you're right about hope and grace and many things of God. You also speak and you write about spiritual warfare. Yes, we're in it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's the focus of your upcoming or your new book, Don't Go to Work Naked. I like that. Okay. How to Clothe Yourself in God's Power. Tell me about that. How did it come about?
I was reading Ephesians 6, the full armor of God, a couple years ago. And in the midst of reading that, I spent years with Johnson & Johnson in the legal side negotiating things.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, okay, God, the devil's legalistic. Help me learn this hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
You built it. You created it. I need to fight in the right order.
Mm-hmm.
So help me learn it. And I heard read. So I read rulers. My fight against rulers.
Mm-hmm.
See the R. Got it. Rulers. R. Rulers. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Move on. Authorities, see the A.
Mm-hmm.
Rulers, authorities, got it. This makes it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Move on. Principalities and powers, see the P. Yes, rulers, authorities, principalities and powers. This makes it easy, Lord. Move on. Spiritual forces of evil mm-hmm. and R-A-P-E popped out of the Bible in 3D, and all I heard was that deep whisper that says, I'm protecting you against spiritual rape all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's, God, how do I talk about that? And he's given me a little sense of humor. And I heard a chuckle and said, tell him don't go to work naked. Deal. Deal.
Oh, that's powerful.
It is powerful.
Yeah.
It is serious.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to pay attention, but it can't be so serious it scares us.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to get his children's attention. So we arm up in his power
mm-hmm.
and come against the enemy. Because we win.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
We win.
We do.
When we don't,
yeah, the end
look
of the story
feet,
is.
We win.
That's right. Oh, I could talk to you all day about that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What truths or revelations did you discover as you walked through the dark places of life? Have you ever walked through dark places? Yeah.
Yeah.
We just talked about it.
We did.
Yeah, yeah.
Been there, done that.
Uh-huh. Everybody, I think, has walked through dark places of life. But yes. But they need to know how you made it, how we made it,
right.
How we can overcome
yep.
the hardness, the trauma, the misbehavior, the everything in life that we experience. Tell us about it.
I will. You know, I learned something that in that midst of all that grief, as I'm cowering in my, I'm putting my hands over my head and looking down in that dark place, and I realize I'm looking at my feet.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible tells us there's somebody under our feet. And it's the enemy. And that's when I was defeated, no pun intended.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, defeated. Okay.
But I was in that dark space.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm listening to the enemy, mm-hmm. my world gets blacker.
That's right.
I heard, look up. And when I look up, I heard, find the light.
Mm-hmm.
I had to look mm-hmm. to find a little bitty pinpoint of light. And I heard, renew your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So every day, I think I became a Bible Gateway junkie. Whatever word God dropped in my spirit, mm-hmm. I would search all the scripture. And, you know, some days it was 1,000. I didn't
mm-hmm.
read all those.
Mm-hmm.
But I might pull 10 or 20 and just saturate my mind in the truth of God's word,
yes.
not what the enemy was whispering to my soul.
Yes.
And all I know is that over time, that dark spot became a little bit lighter and not so deep and not so ragged, but I had to look up, find the light, and renew my mind every day.
And it didn't happen overnight.
Every day. No.
Every day.
It's
every
a
day.
Journey.
It's a journey. Yeah.
It's life.
Mm-hmm.
We're not done until we're in heaven.
That's right. Some people want to skip over the hardships and want to skip over and want to jump right in the middle of their sanity or their whatever.
Mm.
No, it's not like that.
Through is healing.
Yes, right. It is. I was talking to somebody last week, and I said, whose brother had committed mm-hmm. suicide a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that was so traumatic mm-hmm. to him. And I said to him, it's okay to grieve.
Yes.
Please grieve.
You need to. That's
yeah.
how you heal.
That's right. That's
even healing. Jesus wept.
That's right. Absolutely. And I said, nobody can tell you how long to grieve. But never grieve as if there's no hope.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And that's what people are doing now. Even sometimes they're grieving as if there's no way out. There's no hope. There's no sanity. There's no reason.
Yeah.
Can you help people? And I know you do. Help people a little more to understand that joy comes in the morning.
Oh, it does. M-O-U-R-N. He turns my morning into joy and
mm-hmm.
my grieving into dancing. You know, just the reality is it's darkest before the dawn and joy comes in the morning. Those are truths that are so real, so very real. And Mama T, you know, he just sees his children that don't know who they are today because
mm-hmm.
they don't know whose they are.
Yes.
And when we're not teaching them to look to the word themselves,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
to discern the truth themselves, that people can read the Bible for themselves. Oh, there's a thing called a Bible?
Mm-hmm.
If this generation has been so involved with this, with the paranormal but not the supernatural strength mm-hmm. of God, mm-hmm. shift the focus.
Absolutely.
And get into the truth of who God is. That story is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's beautiful. Get a chronological Bible.
Yes.
And you dig in and it's like, yeah. I want to know more. I want
uh-huh.
to know more.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Wow, that happened. Wow. And it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. You're saying that many people find themselves gripped by fear, grief, loss, etc. You're saying also, and I'm correct me if I'm wrong, that it takes time to be able to move those mountains. Mm-hmm. But even more than time, it takes a relationship with God.
Yes.
To be able to remove them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, Mama T, the reality is we're His children.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't know Him as Father, Daddy, and can crawl up and hug Him and kiss Him and just be loved on Him and treasured by Him, mm-hmm. like we would our own earthly dad.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, if you've had an earthly dad that wasn't that way for you,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
let him go. Forgiveness, I read recently, is untie. Untie yourself from the hurt,
mm-hmm.
and let God heal you.
That's a voluntary action, isn't it?
It is a choice, and it is hard to do.
It's hard.
It is hard to do. But when we remember that Jesus Christ loved us so much, He was willing to be beaten
mm-hmm.
and bled and hung on a cross so that He could break the chain.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about mm-hmm. a Christmas gift
mm-hmm.
today, how some of them are so beautiful, and the bows are so spectacular, and the decorations hang off of them, and they're exquisite.
Mm-hmm.
But how many of us are bound in beautiful chains like that, and when we open the package, it's rotten to the core because we've kept the dark inside instead of letting the light in. So open that package. And you may think you're protecting yourself, but the reality is when you let the light in is when it heals.
Absolutely. I was talking to someone the other day about healing,
mm.
and she showed me something that I evidently knew, but I had not applied.
Right.
Okay. She said you must voluntarily give your heartaches, mm. your grief,
mm.
everything that besets you
mm.
against healing.
Mm.
You must voluntarily give it to God. I had never heard anybody say I had to voluntarily give it to God. But then she said something else. She said, you actually cannot totally forgive anybody, but it's already been done mm. on the cross. Mm. Jesus is the one. Who can forgive your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your whatever, your teachers, all the people that need to be forgiven in your life, your husband, your wife, and all that. She said, Jesus.
And me too.
Do that.
And me too.
That's right. So we can say it, but it's a voluntary action on our part in order to get it out of our systems. Mm. It's a voluntary action. And then if they don't receive it, it's not our problem.
Right. That untie myself from the other.
Absolutely.
As though that to me was just, I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so visual. You show me something, I will probably mm-hmm. retain it. But just like laying a stone at the foot of the cross, when we put them back in our pockets, they're still heavy.
It's so heavy. Mm-hmm.
But if we put those boulders down and leave them there and let Jesus carry them, mm-hmm. that's when we can stand upright again, isn't it?
Yeah.
Voluntarily. It's a beautiful word.
I hadn't thought about that.
Mm.
It's a voluntary action on our part.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And any time of year is a good time to voluntarily give them up. Some people wait until a holiday or wait until, you know, whatever. You know, we're getting near when people get to the end of the year, they begin to make resolutions.
Right.
We do it every year.
Right.
All right. The resolutions go out of the window about the first week.
3 days.
Three. It's a life of three days. But when we actually, voluntarily determine that we're not going to hold this against anybody, whatever the this is,
right,
against anybody. So it's just like your relatives. It's just like the people that I've talked to on this program. They've had many, many scars.
Yes.
But all of us have one thing in common in terms of getting rid of the scars,
mm.
and that's give it to Jesus.
Mm.
It really is. Mm. And it's so beautiful to know that we've got an advocate
mm.
who is ready, willing, and able, who was born to accept those things. Well, it's your program, so I'm not going to talk so much. But
I'm loving it.
But I want you to tell us anything else, everything else you want to tell us right now in these few minutes about what a about healing, about whatever.
When you said scars, I thought of a plastic surgeon. Mm-hmm. Let Jesus take away our plastic as he does surgery on us.
Glory
Hello.
To God.
Hello.
That's why I like talking to you. You are so creative. You really, and so expressive. I love talking to you, whether it's on internet or here, looking in your eyes or wherever it is. I love talking to me, some Susan Mead. I do.
I love talking to you too, Mama T. And God gives me words. That's the gift I get.
He does. He does. And I love it. I love it. Now, I want to talk to you about some of your resources.
Okay.
Yeah. What is it that you have that can help us along the way daily?
Mm-hmm. Daily.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first things that I would offer is I have a free resource that's 6 days of biblical encouragement. And if you'll pull out your cell phone and text Dance with Jesus, all one word, no mm-hmm. spaces, mm-hmm. Dance with Jesus to 444-999. Mm-hmm. Again, that's Dance with Jesus, no spaces, to 444-999. It'll come up. And if you want that encouragement, put your email address in there and you'll start getting 6 days of biblical encouragement. I don't spam you. You might get once a month or once a week after that, but you can unsubscribe anytime. But it's free. Go dig in that deep well of God's Word and I pray it lifts you up. So that's the first thing. I have a book, Dance with Jesus, From Grief to Grace, that some people said I read it in 30 minutes and some people were like, oh, I could only read a chapter a day. Because at the end of each chapter, I've kind of felt like God said, turn the spotlight off of you and onto each reader. And there's questions.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have a conversation with your Father God.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people have said it's been a healing journey.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that in 30 minutes.
You cannot.
And the next book that's coming, Don't Go to Work Naked.
I like that one. I tell them why you named it Don't Go to Work Naked.
Well,
yeah.
I heard God whisper, don't go to work naked. But, Mama T, I had a recurring nightmare that I used to soar with the eagles, and I'd be soaring so high, and then I'd take a downturn and come flying to the earth. And at the last minute, I'd do that screeching turn and feet down, and I'd realize I was at work, crouched down, butt naked, with a little teeny tiny white washcloth covering me so every little fat cell and flaw was exposed. And I talk about it in that book that's coming up. But I kind of wondered if that itty-bitty teeny little bit of white was the itty-bitty teeny little bit of me that I'd submitted fully. And Jesus said, you need more, girl. And that made me wonder how many of us need more than we got.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
thank you for the challenge.
Yeah, challenges me, too.
Yeah.
And thank you for writing the foreword to that beautiful book.
Oh, you're the sweetheart. Thank you so much. You're the sweetheart on that. Mm. Thank you.
You bless me.
Yeah, well, you bless me, too. When you came down to the Lake House Mentoring, I was so powerful. You were so powerful in that.
Mm.
Until I know that people were blessed. I know that they will remember much of what you said. I know that your analogies are just absolutely brilliant. I know that. But I know where it comes from.
Mm.
It comes from the heart of God.
Mm.
I know that. So I want to thank you for that, for all of the encouragement that you've given me, but that you've given people around the world.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you, Mama.
Absolutely. I know you live in the South, and you talk like the South, and that's okay.
Dipping, honey.
And I do, too.
We do.
Yeah, we talk like the South. But I know that people can write in the annals of their time much of what you've written, your examples and all. And I want to thank you for being the prolific writer that you are. I want to thank you for being the person who loves people. Mm. You love people. It shows all in your face, all in your eyes.
Mm.
You want to do the best for people. Now, I want you to tell me, if you today could change the world that we live in, how would you do it?
We'd all love like Mama T. Open arms. And every one of those men child would come in for hugs. And every one of those girls would come in for mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a brilliant place mm-hmm. filled with peace, hope, love, laughter, mm-hmm. and joy.
Wow. That's deep.
It's true.
It's real deep.
It's true.
You are so kind and so generous about giving the nuggets of peace and power that you have. Today, tell me, what's in the future for Susan Mead?
You know what? God is good, and I can't wait to dig in whatever treasure chest of words He dumps out on me. But I hear one, a next book, a Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
Follow.
Just the word name of it?
Follow.
That's it.
The radical faith.
Follow the radical faith.
Obedience, loyalty, love, and outright willingness of Ruth. Follow. That's next.
Amen. How do you get your ideas to write?
I get words.
Absolutely.
From the word.
From the word. From the word. Yeah, yeah. And the reason I'm asking that, a lot of people have books in them.
Mm, right.
A lot of people have songs in them. They have plays in them. They have all of that. But they are afraid to challenge, are afraid to accept the challenge, if you will, for being able to help people with their talents, skills, and abilities.
Oh.
So one of the things that I plan to do and I want to do and I will do is to pray that people who hear the voice of God for their talents and skills and abilities would get up and do it.
Yes.
Would stop procrastinating.
Yes.
Because a lot of times we have so much to give, as you do, so much love to extend, so much information to disseminate, but we hold it because we're fearful. I was talking to a relative of mine not long ago, and I said to her, "You are a great writer. You write the best poems. Why aren't you doing it?" And she said, "I write them for myself. Nobody else would read them." We limit ourselves.
Mama T.
So much. We limit ourselves. And yes, somebody else would hear you. She's got a great story to tell.
Mm.
My request is that when you have a great story to tell, don't bottle it up inside you.
No. You know, the one thing that I've learned is my story holds healing for someone else.
Absolutely.
How
Absolutely.
Dare I refuse
Absolutely.
To share
Absolutely.
Their healing
Absolutely.
Or steal it from them.
That's right.
Or
Absolutely.
Withhold it, whatever that
mm-hmm.
right
mm-hmm.
word is there.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't share my story or my journey, mm-hmm. somebody's missing a step,
That's
a
right.
critical step for their healing journey.
Mm-hmm.
And if they need to hear praise and poetry, you know, I get words, and this little 60-year-old girl can rap sometimes.
I bet you can.
Rusty nails and weathered wood upon the cross with Jesus stood all eternity. He set me free.
Oh.
And it just goes on and on
yes.
and on. And you never know who needs to hear that today.
Right. Absolutely. So I extend the invitation to all of you out there who have a story to tell, and all of us have a story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
To contact me. Let me know that you have a story that you want to share with somebody, and I'll be happy. In fact, I'll give the number to call. It's 1-800-843-5622. 1-800-843-5622. 1-800-843-5622. And call the office and talk with Vicki and tell your story. I don't care where you are in the world, we can get your story delivered to you. Now, the last thing I want to ask you is, what's next for you? I've talked about your book. I've talked about that. But as you're driving back to your hometown,
mm-hmm.
what are you going to be thinking about?
I'm headed to the beach.
Okay. That's good. That's
blue
good.
Water, white blue sand, water. And the words will flow.
Yes, 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 yes. Oh, Susan, I'm so, so very glad that you were able to come to us today from miles away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm so glad that people could hear your voice, could see in their mind's eye your excitement, and could make a choice for delivery. For wherever they are, you can always start the day over.
Absolutely.
Any time of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, Susan Mead, Mama T loves you.
Love
and
you,
thank
too.
You. Thank you so, so much. Well, we're going to sign off. Well, I want to tell you, if you have a story to tell, we have a place for you to tell it.
Mm-hmm.
And it will edify God.
Yes, it
glorify
will.
The Father, which is in heaven.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Susan. Mwah.
Thank
okay.
you, Mama
I'm your
T.
Mama T.
Yes, you are.
All right.
Love you.
Love you, too.